We're going to talk now about what's the halacha by more than a shtus when there's bittul mekach. The halacha is that if the ino is more than a sixth of the value, which we still haven't defined, how do you measure a sixth? And is it 20%? Is it 16%? We have to work out exactly how you measure a sixth. But if it's more than a sixth, so the halacha is it's bittul mekach. By a sixth itself, machoikis, we'll see. But by more than a sixth, it's a bittul mekach. So we ended up last week with a question, which the start of the question was, is the pshat that the mekach, you could be mevatel it if you want. You could decide, you have recourse to say, I'm gonna break the mekach. Or is the pshat that really wasn't a mekach in the first place? It's such a, you know, that's such an unfair price that really wasn't a mekach at all in the first place. Okay? So, and the nafkamina we said is like this. What happens if the, let's say, the Nesivis is talking to the other case, but let's say you bought a ring, you bought a diamond ring, or a ring without a diamond, and Kaddish and Isha with the ring. So you want to give this ring to the Isha for Kedusha. Now it happens to be that you overpaid for it by more than a sixth. And now you know the question is, even if you decide, you're like, listen, I'm not going to go through the whole wedding again. The 1,000 bucks that I overpaid on the ring, it's going to cost me more to run to pull off another wedding next week. So I'll be much on the $1,000. Do you have to make a new kedushin or not? In other words, was it good, the Kenyan, at the time or not? That was one of the shailas. So all this is going to come up when we understand a little bit about what's the taina of this more than a sixth.
Because it wasn't a good sale?
Yeah, because you never owned it, really. You could decide that you marchal, but then you have to own it. You have to go through the process of buying it over again. Because you never really owned it. The sale was invalid. Or no, it's a valid sale. Just we protect the person who got, or not the sub, but we protect the guy.
But when we got rid of the
transaction is voidable. If it's voidable, it will never happen no matter what you feel about it.
Right.
If it's voidable, then it's up to you to
decide. Right. Okay, so that's very similar, Shaila. Exactly. What's going on over here with the Aina? Okay.
If you say that the Mecca happened, if the guy was a Mecca, then he was Muslim.
Okay, so you're going with that side. That really it happened, but you have the schus to be Chayzer. But if you don't want to be Chayzer, then it could be you could keep it kind. So let's see.
Can you do it retroactively?
Okay, so this is where we're going to go with this, okay? So it starts off with the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar B'chizda, Mochar loy shaveh chamesh b'sheish. Mochar loy shaveh chamesh b'sheish, v'hukar v'amar al shmoina. So here, what happened was like this. The seller ripped off the buyer. He sold him a $6 item for a $5 item for $6, which is, even though it doesn't sound like a sixth, it's really a sixth. So it's called a na. V'hukar v'amar al shmoina. Now it's worth eight. So now the lakeach maybe knew that it was going to go up or whatever. But the bottom line is, you hear the case. The case was that he bought a $5 item for $6. So in the meanwhile, the lakeach, the buyer, seems like he got messed up. Next week, it goes up to $8. Well, not next week. And very soon, it went up to $8. And now, the moicher is the one that got messed up. He sold an $8 item for $6. So, minus ane, who is the victim of this aina? Lekech. Lekech, yachalach, zerboi, v'loi moich. Only the lekech can be chayzer, not the moich. We don't allow the moich to be chayzer. Shem da amar lei, ilu loi ainisan, lo have a matzis hajjiz bach. If you didn't do aina, you would have been locked in. Now that you did an avla, now that you did something bad, you give me aina, now you should be able to hash the ainisan, matzis hajjiz bach. Like the poiskim say, eloi yachayte niskar. The fact that you did something bad, it's not going to give you more of a schus over here in the Mekach. The fact that you did already know, it's not going to give you more of a schus in the Mekach. So, just to give some background, the Rashbam is Meirach over here, but the point is, this Reb Chisda is going with the opinion that a sixth, you're also allowed to be mevatel the Mekach if you want. So now, you can be mevatel the Mekach if you want, but the Moicher cannot. The Moicher is locked in, and it's totally up to the Lekach to decide what does he want to do. Frek Toisves over here, Akasha. Frek Toisves im Taimar. But yes, Mishtos, it's not like that. The Kaimel on the bottom, Mekach, Vafiol, Ame'ane, Yochol, Lachzer, Amailo, Amar, Nami, Hasam, Yilavdoi, Nisan. In other words, by more than a Shtos, Toisves says that the halacha is that even the Moicher, even the person who did the Aina, is allowed to be Choyzer. Even the person who did the Aina is allowed to be Choyzer. So, Fractosis, why don't you have the same concept that you have in this Gemara? Which is, why do we give the Moicher a right to be Choyzer? He's a Choyte Niskar. Now he's better off than he was before. If it would have been less than a six, he would be stuck. Now that it's more than a six, he's in a better position. Because now if it goes up, he can be Choyzer if he wants. That's Tosis's cash over here. Okay? So there's two tiers from Tosis, and then we have to see how we paskin and see all the nafkaminas. Says Tosis like this, V'yesh Leimer. Lefishu rochoik min ha-mekach yoyser midai, hu ki'ilu loy mochar klal, she'ein roi ha-mekach kazeh lehiskayim. Tosis says that by a sixth itself, the mekach is kayim, but we give a schus, it's voidable. It's a fair price. It's too much. It's more than a sixth. So then the person who got the ayinah, the lekach, let's call him, he has a schus to be chayzer. That schus we don't give to the moicher. But over here, Taisa seems to say it's bottle. Ki'ilu loy mochar klal. Taisa's lashon is ki'ilu loy mochar klal. What? Okay? Now, the question is, what we have to understand is, according to this Tosis, how far do we take this test? So Tosis definitely seems to say that even the Moicher, I'm calling it the Moicher because in the Gemara's case it was the Moicher, that's the normal case. Even the person who did the Aina is allowed to go ahead, even though he ripped the guy off. But now things change, tables turn, whatever, he wants it back, he can change his mind, and he can be Mevatel the Mekach, which is a big Chiddush. Okay? But let me ask a simple question according to Tosfos. According to this first Teretz of Tosfos, so what happened essentially? It was overpriced, and now both of them can be Choyzer. Now, let's say they decide that, oh, fine, we'll be Moichel. Fine, it was too much of a thing. Okay, we'll move on in life. We're going to keep it. We're not going to be Choyzer. We're going to keep it. Does he have to make a new Maisa Kenyan? Does he have to make a new Kenyan now? Because the first Kenyan was bottle. Now there's this item sitting here. They decide that they want to keep the sale going. Okay, but the first Kenyan was no good. So do they need to go through a new formal Maisa Kenyan? Because the old Kenyan was bottle. Right? Or ask a different question. In the interim, who owns it? Right? Two questions. In the interim, who owns it? And do you have to make a new Kenyan? Okay, so what? Yeah, the Adam's following along.
The question would be closer. The question would be.
Well, Taisa seems to be saying that loy mochar klal. So according to the first.
Closer after your mechel.
What? No, after your mechel, you accepted it. But that's what I'm asking. But where's the Kenyan? Simply, you understand my question?
How much time? Because it's important. Because if
who owns it in the interim? The Taisa is saying if you overcharge by more than a sixth, even the meicher, who was not the victim over here, even the meicher is allowed to do is allowed to be chayzer. So that sounds like what he's saying is that's not really a sale.
The whole thing's off.
Yes, sir.
He never started.
So who owns it in the... Yeah, you hear the question? Who owns it in the meanwhile?
How much time does the guy...
Oh, and how much time do you have? So that, the Gemara says, you only have a limited amount of time. You have enough time to go show it around and get a price. Again, get an estimate. Yeah, but even by more than Shtos.
Having a Kenyan hack, and they knew it? They knew that it was over, both of them?
No, but they found out. Okay, this is what we have to find out. Now, the second Teretz of Tosfos, very vampirish, the afilu b'yeser mishtos, and another question also you have to know. Let's say the lekeach decides, he comes a fourth to the moicher, and he says, I found that you ripped me off by a lot, but I'm willing to accept it anyway. At that point that he formally accepted the deal, does the moicher say, I hear you accepted it, but I want it back anyway, because it went up a lot now, I want it back? Or no, is it still in the ball? Once he accepts the deal, that much we call off. We don't say you can, you know, the moicher is allowed to be chayzer once he accepted the deal. Or no, he can be chayzer under all circumstances. We have to see all this, okay? The second teretz in Tosfos is the Rivam. The Rivam Pirish, that fuel be yes and mishtos, ain't a ma'ane choizer, but there's no such thing. Right, okay, so you see from the fact that the time limit passed, that Avada, if he formally accepted it, the same thing should be. Okay, right, we'll see. Klar, yeah. V'rivon pirish, dafilu b'yesem ishtos, eina ma'ane choyzer boy, elo ke ha-shem is'ane tevea oina osoy, kimush tevea yoyesem ishtos, dav bito mekach, hav mekach toys, yoch gam ma'ane lakzer boy. So, in other words, the second terrorist of Tosis is saying is that the moicher, the person who did the oina, has no recourse at all. He can't come and say, oh, the market changed, I want it back. No, he's locked in. The only thing is that once the lekeach comes in teveya, I want back. I want to keep the sale. I want to keep the item, you know. But I want my money back. The difference that I overpaid, I want that money back. So then the guy says, "Listen, I'm not going to give you back your money. You want to mevatel the mekach? Fine. You can take back all your money and give me back the item if you want. But I'm not giving you back the difference."
He has the right to do that.
He has the right to do that. But that much he has the right to do. But he can't initiate the bitul mekach. He can't come and say, "I want it back." No, that the moicher can't do at all. But the what? Yeah. So according to this teretz and taisis, it's very clear that in the interim it was owned. It's a good sale, and in the interim it was owned by the lokeach. It's a fine sale. Just lokeach is a schus to be choy. He could say, either I want to break the sale, he could do that, or he could say, I want to get back my money, to which the moicher could say, oh, you want to get back your money that you overpaid? I don't have to give you back that money. Forget it, I'm going to mevatel the sale. But the moicher cannot come along and say, I want to mevatel the sale. He cannot initiate that according to the second teretz of Tosfos. Okay? That's the machlokes here between the two terutzim and Tosfos. So the difference between the two terutzim seems to be is, until they fix up this problem and they come to terms, who owns it? That would seem to be the difference. And the major difference is, can the moicher initiate the bitul mekach? Can the moicher come, like in this case of the Gemara, that it went up in the interim, can the moicher come along and say, I want back my item? Okay, according to the first teretz choices, yes. According to the second teretz choices, no. Because it all has to be initiated by the lokeach.
The moment that the lokeach is being prevailed, if you're going up, the moicher wants to now back out on the sale. Could the lokeach say, well, no, fine, I'll keep it.
It's the second time to say this, he could say it's up to the lokeach to decide what he wants.
It sounds like once he opens up the claim, it's fair game.
No, but not if he says, only if he's tovea as ainah. If he's tovea as
ainah. Okay, he comes to the guy, he's tovea as ainah.
Yeah.
So I will give him back my $2, whatever the difference is.
The guy, and then the moicher says, I don't want to give you back your money, I'd rather be mevatel the mekach.
So now,
but the lokeach says, no, I'll keep it.
I'll change my mind.
Yeah, I think so. You're saying that? I think so.
It's not mashma, it's mashma.
Because Tosfos says that it was already, it's chal like a mekach tois right away, you mean?
As soon as he opens up the claim.
Okay, let's see Shulchan Aruch. Let's see how we paskin, and then we'll see some of the nafkaminas if we have some. Okay, this is in brought down some Reish Chav Zayin. Yes, you hold? Reish Chav Zayin, Siv Dalet.
Otherwise, what does it mean to Moshe? What's it being Mevatel? If he's just agreeing to what the Lekech wants, then
it's not being Mevatel. No, the Lekech wants to get back his money. On that, he could say, I don't have to give you back your money, Mevatel Mecca. He's saying, but then invite the Lekech, will say, fine, so.
Ah. Okay,
so let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Chav Zayin Siv Dalet, which is it's on page it's 238 of the on the Shulchan Aruch pages. No, you don't want this. You want the other packet, the thicker packet.
Just the wrong one.
Yeah. Now, we learned the Gemara was in this packet, but now the you need the other packet. Where are the thicker packets?
You have one packet that has them.
No, that's not that. That's only in the Nesivos. I need the Shulchan Aruch, the thicker packet. In the thicker packet, it's
Reish Chav Zayin?
Yeah, Reish Chav Zayin, page 238 on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. You see on the bottom, the printed numbers?
You have one?
Here.
Oh, thank you. 238.
Yeah. Okay. So it says like this. What? Does he have it? I don't know if he has it.
It's a copy.
Yeah, but it's not really a copy. It's a little different.
Right.
Okay, Reish Chav Zayin Siv Dalet. Let's just put it like that. Does he have?
Yeah, you want one?
Okay, so you have the Shulchan Aruch, but you don't have the Sma. But okay. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Haisa ha'ina yaseira al ashtus, kolshu. If it's more than a six, kagoin, shemocha shava shishim b'chamishim pachos pruta. He sold a $60 item for 49.9, so it's more than a six. Bato mekach. It's bato the mekach. V'hamisane. The person who was the victim over here of the Aina, Yochol Lahachzer HaChefetz, he could decide he doesn't want it, V'loyikne Klal, Avala Ma'ane, but the Ma'ane, Eina Yochol Lahachzer, Imratza Zevikibel. But the Ma'ane, once it was accepted by the Lokeach, then the Ma'ane has no recourse at all. So, what does this sound like to you? The Rivam. So if you look at the Vilna Gaon, Aval HaMe'ane, you look in the Vilna Gaon, Bir Agra, it's like the seventh line, Ois Vav. Aval HaMe'ane, Ayin Toiz Babasa Pidal Ramanavs, Ilav Vim Taimar, Virivam. Very good. So Vilna Gaon says, this is the Rivam. So the Mechaber is paskening like the Rivam, that the Moichar has no, cannot open up the claim. The Moichar can't open up the claim. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Oimrim, Da'af HaMe'ane, Yochol Lachzer Boy. The Ramah says, no, the Ma'ane, even the other guy could be Chayzer, Elim Kein Nisratze HaMis'ane Pamachas, Oish Shosak Yosem Minashir. That Kolzman, that the Lokeach, Kolzman, that the victim could open up the claim, that the window's open, so that till that point, the Moichah could also break the claim. He doesn't have to wait for the guy to open it up. Kolzman, that it wasn't accepted by the Lokeach, and the Lokeach would still have a schus to be Chayzer, then the Mekach is void, and they can both be Chayzer. Okay, so this is the Ramah. If you look in the Vilna Gaon, the next line where it says V'yesh Aymrim, so he says that's the Rosh B'Shem Rabbi Yoina, Kasev Lefizeh. V'yesh Aymrim Kitir Tzarishan Shah. So the two Tirutim Tais, the Machlokes Mechaber and the Ramah. So if you're selling and you're planning on ripping off someone, just make sure that your customer is Ashkenazi, not Sephardi. It's Sephardi. No, you're better off ripping off a Sephardi. I'm sorry, yeah, because that means he can't, you know, whatever. So, yeah, there are other consequences. Right? So the Mechaber seems to say that the seller is stuck. The Ramos says no, the field is open. Okay, now the Sma over here wants to know. So now we have to ask a question. We're Ashkenazim, and we go with the Ramos. The Ramos says that the Mekach seems to be in limbo until the Lokech accepted it. If he doesn't accept it, the Moichah could also back out. So what about our first question? What happens? Do you need a new Maisa Kinyan now? Who owns it in the interim, and do you need a new Maisa Kinyan? When you accept it, you need a new Maisa Kinyan now because the old one is Baltal? What's the story with that?
The loss of the Rishonim is much better. The old Maisa Kinyan is still tied.
Okay, so how does it work? So the Sma over here asks Akasha, but without getting involved in his question, let's go. Do you have a pen on you? So the Sma is the Sefer Mi'ir HaSinayim. It's on the this side. It says Mi'ir HaSinayim, the Sma Ois Ches, and Aval Hacha. It's the last line in Ois Ches. I'm going to underline and then you'll see where it is. Here. It's right here. It's in the fifth wide line of the Pirish, the Sma. The fifth wide line. So he says like this. Aval hacha de loigila ha-mis'ane mitchila daita shiroitza lachza. But he was never megala das that he wants to be chayzer. Mishum hachi kishin nisratze achakach. When he says that he wants it, havale ki'ilu nisratze mi'ikara mishum hachi ena me'ane yachol lachzer boy. So the longest the Sma says is that we don't know if he cares. We have no idea if he cares. But if he cares, but so therefore, it's in limbo. If the guy breaks the Mekach, he breaks it. But once the Lekech is misratza to it, it's Hubrar Adover Lamafreya, it retroactively becomes clear to us, that's what you were saying, it's retroactively clear that he didn't mind. Since he didn't mind the price, the Kinyan was Chal retroactively, and it's his retroactively. That's what the Sma learns, it's his retroactively, and that's why the Moicher can't, you know, break the sale anymore.
After
he accepts it.
But then the opinion that it could be in the project.
Oh, so the question is, I did see a question from one of the Achronim. So what happens if the Moicher is Mevatalit, and then the Lekeach is Misratzen? So why don't you say Lemafreya was never bottled?
Then it would be okay.
If the whole thing is because, it starts off from the perspective of the Lekeach. Lekeach could be Mevatalit, and the Lekeach could void the Mekach. Just if he doesn't, it's Lemafreya, we see he didn't mind. So let's say at 10 o'clock they made the sale. 11 o'clock, the Moicher, you know, it goes up and the Moicher retracts. And then 12 o'clock, the Lekeach says, I didn't mind. It doesn't make sense, because if he didn't mind, he wouldn't have been let the guy, he would have said that right away, I guess. So
no, but it could depend on
you didn't inquire.
What?
It depends on the circumstances. The guy's there.
It could depend. So if it depends, okay, that's we'll see. We'll see Geschmack Mach Nefraim on that.
Sitting on the loading dock, and it hasn't been shipped yet, as opposed to the Lokeach already took possession of it.
If the Lokeach took possession, then you're saying that probably that means that he accepted it. Okay. So al kaponim, this is the lumdus that the Sma says. It's l'mafreya, since he accepted it, it's l'mafreya, it's his the whole time. And therefore, the moicha can't be mevatel anymore. And that's why you don't need a new ma'asakinyan, and that's why if he accepts it, it was l'mafreya, it was his the whole time.
But he can accept it after the moicha
back. No, he can't. I'm saying it's a kasha, why not? But he can't, l'maisa. He can't.
Nothing to accept anymore. That's
the marker backed out already. Yeah.
Communication. The marker does the back out.
What?
He also wants the back
out. I don't know.
What?
That's
what?
The marker decides he wants the back out, but he didn't tell him. He just told. He said in front of Bethany, "I'm done."
I don't know exactly what the process of backing out is. Okay, fine. Do you have to do to each other? You do to a third party? You go to your lawyers? Whatever. But the point is that. The point is that you that he's saying it's chal l'mafreya. He's saying it's chal l'mafreya. Okay. Now the nesivis. Okay, that's in the small packet. The nesivis hamishpat mamish has a very interesting thing here.
You made a comment, but it's serious.
Yeah.
Because any negotiation in the contract is different. Acceptance and a repudiation when you decide to reject it. One is when it is received, and the other one is when it's made, even if it hasn't been received. So if you are going back and forth, and you made an offer to somebody, and you decide, I'm not taking back my offer.
Right.
There's something called the mailbox rule. Once you put it in the mailbox, it's considered as if it's done already. Uh-huh. Whether or not the other side received it yet.
Oh, yeah?
So if he then calls you and says, I accept, there's nothing left to accept. Uh-huh. Because you already repudiated. Uh-huh. Yeah. Whatever, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Right. No, so that's the point. What's called... Right, exactly. Well, in other words, they're fighting. The moicha is going to say, I already broke the mekach. I sent you a letter saying that I don't want the mekach. You accepted it. It's too late. You have to know exactly what determines, you know, what. But
sometimes you'll get to the store and the guy already puts it in the bag for you, hands it over, and before you even pay. It's a good selling scheme. But... Is that called like he?
No,
like
no, you didn't pay. No, Lachoy, you didn't pay. Lachoy, you didn't pay. But the mice is like this. So the case of the Nesivis is a very interesting case. Okay, hold cup over here. It's a very interesting case. The case of the Nesivis is that you bought a ring for Kedushin. Now here, the person who bought the ring, the Lokeach, was not the victim of the Aina, but he ripped off the seller. He knows more about silver, you know, and jewelry than the seller does. And he found a good deal and he ripped off the seller. Okay? So he's here now the victim. He's not the victim of the Aina, he's the Moicher. He's the Ma'ane. Now he gives the Kedushin over. Okay? So if the seller decides that he wants to win the ring back, so he'll give him out to the Kedushin, fine. But now the question is, this guy decides, you know, I've had enough of this marriage, and it's too expensive to write a get. I'm just going to decide that I don't want the ring. I'm going to make the ring. I'm going to go back on the Aina. I ripped the guy off. I know good and well that I ripped him off, right? I can mevatel the mekach myself. So before the moicher,
you gave it to somebody.
What?
I don't know. Works both ways.
No, but he's saying he gave it away. Okay, but now he wants to be mevatel the mekach, saying it was never his, because I'm being mevatel the mekach, and Mamela, I'm giving it to the, he's going to be mevatel the mekach. So if the lokeach accepted it, you know, but this is his question. His question is, who owns it in the meanwhile? So, Lemaisa, at the end of the...
If you ever seen a rishos, doesn't take it away?
No, it's not gezel. That's a good point, but it's not gezel. So he says like this. At the end of the first paragraph, he says...
Why is it the Rishos losing it?
No. Why should it? That's by Gezel. I don't know. Here, the first wide line in the Nesivis, okay? The Nesivis HaMishpat, it says Chosh Mishpat Semenesh Chazayin. The Nesivis HaMishpat, the first wide, he says like this. He says, actually, let's start from the beginning of the paragraph. the second line. Shiny halcha gabi ayna. The atam de ino yachol lachzer boy. The reason you're not allowed to be choizer by ayna, mishum tanis ani yachol loymar ilav do ani sani. We don't just give a schus. He's going in the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah says like the first teretz of Tosfos that you could be choizer whenever you want, but you can only be choizer kol zman that the victim could be choizer. Why? Because we don't want to be a chayte niskar. Because you did something wrong, you can get a better position. Okay, mavur lekaman sifyud. A high time is sphere leil toiz ba metzia ve'ilu yes mishas de'ena ma'ani yachalachzer klal atch tovei anisano ino. And some take it very far. V'hanach poiskim savri, but the Ramah holds the kol zman shanisano yachalavatel kol zman that the person who was the victim of the ino could go back loy nigmar hamekach adayin, the sale is not complete. And the ma'ane, the seller, or in this case the buyer, whichever one, is also allowed to be mevatel. But once the point comes that you can't be mevatel, this is the main line. Im kein ye shleimer, de ein ha mekach nigmar ad acha shenesrat ha mesane, um meila ein ha kiddush meitayim chalim klal. So the Nesiva says, he says the first teretz of Tosfos holds that there is no sale. The sale is in limbo until one of them decides, and it does not go retroactively, not like the Sma. The Nesiva has it said over here that according to the first teretz of Tosfos, since there was the price was not fair, it was more than a sixth, the sale is void. And therefore, the sale is void, and therefore, either side can be choizer. Just if the lokeach decides to keep it, the moicha can't be choizer because of ein choite niskar, a separate svar. But really, the mekach is totally not kaim at all. And therefore, if you made kiddushin with such a thing, it's not a good kiddushin, even if you decided to accept it later, because it does not work retroactively. So there's a machloikah between the sma and the nesivis. And the nesivis in the end of the paragraph, which is on the next page, is end of, and mikomakam near kedivrei asma, he ends up being choizer. And goes with, but he definitely has a tzad over here that it's not chal at all. So if you do more than a six, it's not chal the mekach. It's in limbo, and unless you're misratza, what happens when you're misratza? So Baruch Ber and Baruch Shmuel brings down from the Rosh that the Rosh holds that in a chanami, when you're chayzer and you want to accept it, it has to be in your chotzer, so you could be koyin out chotzer. You're making a new kinyan. You need a new kinyan. As long as it's in your shus, right? Anything which is in your property that both, let's say I have something in your property, both decide that you should own it, it becomes yours because it's sitting in your property. So at the time that we both decide that we're moichal and no, it has to be in your property. So you're koyin out chotzer. You have to make a new process of kinyan, but it wasn't yours in the interim. Okay, so this Rosh is saying
so
not like that.
What happens with the guy who's getting married?
So it's not going to be good. He has to make a new wedding.
So he could really use that as an excuse to get out of the...
Yeah, exactly. So make sure...
He has to make sure that the wife the ring is not
in the... You know, the Masada Kedushin, when he asks, very often he asks the Chosin. He asks the Chosin, does it, is it yours? He should also ask, how much do you pay for it? Right. Okay. Now,
but if it's in the chasher.
Now here's a bomb kasha. We'll end with this. Okay, so here's a machlokes, at least one side in the sma, maybe Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh, hold like that. But how to learn exactly this Ramah. The Ramah that Paskins, like the first teretz of Tosfos, that says that either side can be choizer, is it because there's no mekach at all yet? Is it because there's no mekach at all and therefore either side can be choizer? No, there is a mekach, and if the moicha decides, the lokeach decides to keep it, it's his retroactively. Just in the meanwhile, the other guy could, you know, hop around the window and be mevatel the sale. Okay, now the Machne Frayim asks a very important question on this Gemara. So what was the case over here? Very simple kasha. The case was that it went up in the meanwhile, right? It went up in the meanwhile, and the moicha decides he wants to be choizer. And the Gemara's only answer to that is no, you're not allowed to be chayzer because I don't want you to be chayzer if you don't have ilav do inisani, like a separate svara. So, and that only applies by a shtus. But let's say it would be more than a shtus. It sounds like this case the guy could have been able to be chayzer. So the question is why don't you assume it's a davar pashut? Why don't you assume it's a davar pashut that the lekech accepted the sale? Again, the case was that he, let's say in the Gemara's case he got ripped off by a sixth, but let's say he got ripped off by more than a sixth. Okay, you got ripped off by more than a sixth. The moicher comes along and says, I want back the item. You know, give it back. I want to be able to sell it at the new price. So the Gemara says, sounds like you need a new svar to explain why the moicher can't be chayzer. Say simple, because the lokech accepted it, obviously. The lokech obviously accepted it. So the Machan Ephraim says an unbelievable thing that's very negel halacha. The Machan Ephraim makes a little pshara between the Nesivis and the Sma. There's a little in between. Okay, it's like in between the Nesivis and the Sma. He says like this. If the Lekech just decided to accept it for no reason, he knows the price, nothing changed in the meanwhile, and you know, he knows he overpaid, he finds out he overpaid and he accepts it. So that means that even retroactively, his das was to accept it, he never really minded this price. But let's say the only reason he's accepting it is because something changed in the meanwhile. So that means now the price went up. So now, of course, the Lekech wants it. But does that show me that retroactively he wanted it? No. It doesn't show me anything about retroactively. Therefore, he says, when you're only accepting it because the circumstances changed, so that doesn't make the Kinyan Bichal Mafreya. And Memela, the Moicher, could still open up the Pandora's box and say, I want to sell. I want to go back. Just we say, in Chayt Niskar, you can't go back. Kolzman, the other guy can't go back. But really, really, he says that, so if you want to know this question, is it work retroactively or not, when you accept it, Machna Fein makes a nice pshat. It's a pshar. It depends. If you're accepting it because of the based on new facts, so then that's not going to work Lamafreya. That's only going to work Mekhan Al-Haban. The Moicher also has this close.
How are you supposed to know if he knew about it?
Well, it went up now. You didn't know it was going to go up.
Why does it make a difference what his das was?
No, because if his das...
He took it.
No, but if he overpaid, and then now he says, oh, that's the price? Oh, I don't mind. That means even originally, if he would have known that was the price, he wouldn't have minded. So that means it's works on Afreya.
But he has time to be masking when I'm
wait, I know he has time, but now he finds out the price. So the Sma is saying that if he finds out that he got ripped off, and now he accepted it, so then we say he wouldn't have minded originally either. Works retroactively. But if the only reason he's accepting it is because now there's new circumstances, so then it's not a riot that he would have accepted it originally. And Mamela, it doesn't work Lamafreya. So that according to the Machan Ephraim, it's Kashmak, it depends on why he's accepting it.
How did it work for the guy who decided that the wife wasn't so...
Yeah, if you want to battle the Mecca, right.
So let's say he decided he wanted to get divorced. I'm saying, what, that's a new circumstance or not?
No, but that's only... Yeah. Okay, very good.